I'm off next week. There's just too much TV to watch. Actually, I'll probably watch nothing. What might I miss? We'll turn now to Melanie McFarlane, TV critic at Salon.com. She joins us now from member station KUOW in Seattle. Melanie, thanks for being back with us.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Let me ask you about a comedy series of which I've seen a little and like a lot, Playing House. Best friend moves back from China, where she's run a business to help her friend be a single mother, with Jessica St. Clair and Lennon Parham.
Oh, it's such a fun series. And it's, you know, the thing is, right now, particularly this summer, there are so many series on that are exploring female friendships and female relationships. This one is extraordinary in that not only are these characters best friends, but they have put together a family out of the two of them.
And I gather in this third season, real life kind of intruded in the lives of the two creators.
Yeah, so this season is really interesting because you have these established characters and people who watch the show are already kind of familiar with their dynamic. I mean, they're incredibly immature. They've been arrested multiple times. They're very caring parents, but at the same time, they haven't really faced a major challenge in the form of a, you know, life-threatening disease. And so at one point, they're kind of playing, and one of them is trying to get the other to ask a colleague out. And in the course of this, they discover that Emma has breast cancer.
I found it. What about this tweed jammer for the doctor's appointment? Very Jackie O.
It's too formal.
You know, she had cancer. I Googled it last night.
Stop Googling. I'm going to put a parent lock on your computer.
Why don't you put a lock on this? Hey, does this make you want to cure my cancer?
Go back in there, Arsenio Hall.
Hold on a second. Does this change things? If I would just to throw this on casually.
Who throws on a beret casually?
Okay.
Hey, why are we obsessing about what we're going
to
wear?
If she likes me, maybe she's going to work harder to get the cancer out of me.
That's not how it works.
It is how it works.
This okay, actually this mirrors the life story of the two actresses.
Yeah, Jessica St. Clair actually did have a mastectomy.
Yes. So they pulled elements of what they actually experienced into the story. And although it's fairly fantastical and has this wonderful ending where they actually kind of pull in a few contestants from RuPaul's Drag Race, it's fairly true to what their experience was.
You brought us something you think is good binging.
Right now, Netflix has a number of series that are very easy to watch, just in terms of being able to pick up series that have been on for a couple of seasons. And one of them is Being Mary Jane. And it's a very insightful look into what it's like to come up as a career woman who has ambition, but at the same time wants to experience love and really lasting love and the choices that a woman has to make. And so Gabrielle Union plays Mary Jane Paul. And in this season, she is going on the national stage as an anchor on Great Day USA. And she's really trying to get to her anchor position the right way. But she actually ends up kind of becoming an Eve Harrington character.
We should explain. Eve Harrington character, that, you know, was from the movie All About Eve. And Ann Baxter
yes.
played conniving younger woman who both pretends to help Betty Davis all the while she has a shiv out for her.
Yes, exactly. And this is one of those series where Mary Jane is in the position of being Eve Harrington. Now, in the movie All About Eve, Eve is clearly the villain. But in Being Mary Jane, she's actually seen as someone who is on this journey that's kind of understandable. Her climb is something that everybody can relate to in a way that I don't think is being seen on television in a really thoughtful way.
Mm. Do you know what my family and I have done a little binge watching?
What's that?
Great British Baking Show.
Oh, my goodness. And that one goes down really easy. Plus, if you live in a hot climate,
yeah.
There's nothing more satisfying than to, especially if you know that you can't turn on, if you don't have air conditioning, there's nothing more satisfying than to see something that looks so airy and light and cool, and then you can look and see people baking wonderful things. That's a beautiful show, and it's a great binge-watching option.
Melanie McFarland, TV critic at Salon, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.